Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
At the mouth of the Columbia River, a Chinook salmon dodges a sea lion and begins its upstream journey. This Chinook is headed for its spawning grounds on the Upper Salmon River in Idaho, a journey it made in reverse 5 years ago as a smolt. It'll be a journey of more than 1,000 miles, and the fish will climb more than 5,000 feet in elevation. It's not the longest migration for a Chinook salmon. That honor goes to Yukon River fish, which swim almost 2,000 miles from the mouth of the Yukon and the Bering Sea to spawning grounds upstream of Whitehorse in the Yukon Territory. Chinook are commonly called king salmon in Alaska, and they are the official state fish of both Oregon and Alaska. The name Chinook comes from a group of Native American people that lived along the Columbia River, people who were encountered by the Lewis and Clark Expedition in 1805. Chinook is also the name of the language spoken by these people, and a version of the Chinook language was widely used between various tribes of the Pacific Northwest for trading. Chinook also refers to a wind or weather system familiar to people of the Pacific Northwest. A Chinook is an unusually warm wind that blows inland in late winter or spring, and a strong Chinook can raise the temperature 40 or 50 degrees in a day, melting a foot of snow. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.